right, and we are live on the side quest. Oh, I fucking sound like Vince McMahon. I am Dolly Domofsky for sidequesting.com. Also joining me, as usual, Sam the Man, Mr. 12-inch Dixon.
Hello, friends. How's everyone doing?
We are fantastic. Fantastic. Below him on the screen there, the one, the only, the man we call T-Rex Lee.
Oh, man, you are on fire today. Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. Good. Yeah. And then immediately to my down, like in my dickle area, and to the, you know, to the left of Rex Lee is Tom Green Party Johnson. Because you got the green.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
How you doing, my brother? It's good to have you back on.
It's been a long time.
I know. You have to work for like real and shit.
There's a bunch of weird scheduled shit. And there was like, you guys moved this new streaming source, which I hate.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people hate it.
It took me 3 weeks to get it working.
Every week was hilarious because Tom would be like, I'm doing it. I'm fucking doing it this time. And then like 10 minutes in the show, he's like, fucking forget it. I'm going to smoke or whatever. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
But it's good to have you back on, dude. That's always.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to see you guys.
Now that we're all stuck at home, so there are no excuses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're gonna have fun tonight. I think we don't have Aaron for the second week in a row, actually, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wasn't last week because he was like pulled like a crazy all-night shift or just all-night drinking or whatever.
Typical Aaron.
Whatever you do in rural Canada.
Exactly. And then this week he's got to be the Uber for his mom. So he's got to do some driving around and take care of shit. So, yeah. But we got Rex Lee and Tom on the show, which is always fucking awesome. So
Sam, too.
What if you two? Sam's
here. Yeah, I'm always here. I'm just I'm the sideshow Bob of the whole thing.
Okay, all right.
He just kind of randomly comes in with, and I'm going to kill you. I want to talk to Rexy and Tom. What have you guys – let's start with Rexy. Rexy, what have you been up to lately, dude?
Game-wise or like just
anything,
in general?
Anything. Just tell me. Let's talk. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
No, it's been good. Thankfully, I still have a job, which is nice. Yeah. It lets me – still get things like Animal Crossing.
We'll probably talk about that. Yeah. We'll talk about that post-show.
And then this one especially for Tom, because I know Tom and I are running like similar circles for hobbies.
Ooh, I know where this is going.
Magic the fucking Gathering.
Actually, it's Pog collecting. That's
Pog,
back.
Dude. Hell yeah, it is.
No, I've been working on my some model kits.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I
just got those Uniqlo ones.
Did you really?
Dude, I got I got those two. The Uniqlo. Yeah. Wait, did you get all? Do you get both kits or just the one?
Yes.
Kit?
Yes.
Okay. I only got the one kit. But no, I'm working on the long-awaited Faz, which is what everyone's wanting.
Oh, that's a big boy.
Oh my god! That's awesome.
Let me see. I get a picture of what it looks like. Yeah, apparently it's what it's supposed to look like when it's all set and done.
Oh fuck yeah, dude! That is awesome.
The Verkas are always so nice.
I'm a fan of some of those really thick kits, so I'm working on that. But yeah, Animal Crossing model kit building, no sneakers. I'm restraining myself. I'm not buying more for until you know.
Until everything's settled out. Same here.
Now let me tell you how great it is. Walking around an empty house.
Are you just like wearing heat every day? Just
sorry, Taylor.
Like,
we don't fucking know where Aaron is. We don't know.
Just walking around the house in off-whites.
Never have to clean them because your house is clean, right? That's how it is.
Yeah.
Tom's like, I just wear my Yeezy loafers.
Yeah, they just came out with slides. So I bought
them. They did. Oh, did you really? That's awesome.
They're stupid looking.
Yeah, they are.
Really they are.
What
have you been up to, Tom?
Working.
Yeah. You guys are putting out content.
Yeah, 10 videos a week still.
Shit, man.
Dang.
Yeah. That's fucking bonkers.
Don't stop. That,
trying to play video games, but it's hard.
I have a question. Yeah, dude. I do have a question for you. Have you guys been noticing, like, viewership, like, change, like, viewing numbers change over this last, the last few weeks? Or, like, has anything changed for you guys? Or
It seems to be steady, and some videos do a little better than usual.
Okay. All right.
But it hasn't been, like, any noticeable spike, at least from what I've seen.
Okay.
I've checked. It hasn't been like I've checked month over month at the end of the
At the end of the month, okay.
Yeah, once we get final stuff. But I'm actually not 100% sure. I know there have been more of our, like, weekly topic videos that have done way better than usual.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Which is always fun. Good, it's always fun because it brings a bunch of people who don't usually comment in the comment feed.
Ooh,
and,
shit.
That's always great.
Nice, 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 nice.
You love it when they come out of the woodwork.
Oh, I love it.
We've been doing this nightly Facebook show. My daughter and I have.
I've noticed. I've seen on Facebook.
Every fucking night I'm doing this show, and I've decided, you know, that's why I started using this, because it's a lot easier. I didn't want to fucking pay for anything because I didn't know how long I was going to be doing. It was literally going to be one of those things where I'm like, fuck it, I'll just do this for like a weekend and then go from there. Well, we were getting like, you know, 300, 400, 500 concurrent viewers because no one has any other fucking thing to do, and they've already gone through their Netflix queues. Nothing.
Where did you go, Belly?
So I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta do shit. So we've had nights where we've had like 1,500 to 2,000 viewers a couple times. So that was fucking crazy. But yeah, dude, I have no fucking idea how. But like our average is usually like around 150 to 200 like concurrent at one time. But so that's why I've been like getting into the streaming stuff. But it was only supposed to last a weekend, and now it's every fucking night, which means that I have to do light preparation. So it's not, it's usually like 7:52. I'm like, okay, I got to think of a fucking topic and find a guest to hop on in the next 8 minutes here. And that's usually what we're doing. And then it's only a half hour show, but it weirdly, and this is where like, I commend you, Tom, for doing this shit so much, is that it sucks up all, like doing something regularly sucks up all of your fucking time. Like, you can't. I don't fucking play games. I've been playing less games now than before. And I have. You'd think I have more time, but I'm still doing my fucking 8-to-5 job, and then I'm doing this shit. You know. So whatever.
Yeah, it's rough.
It is.
I'm still like not super far into Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Okay.
I did read the Wikipedia page about the whole game, but I'm still
I don't know a single fucking thing about this remake.
Know anything about the rebuild of Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah, I know.
Is that a dig at Evangelion?
Yeah.
Have you played the remake?
No.
Let's fucking do this, guys.
No, because my brother is playing it right now on the PS4, but I actually wanted to. I've never finished it. I actually never got far as a kid.
Oh, in the original.
I'm playing it on my Vita.
So that's good. That's good because I literally cannot imagine playing this video game and not having the experience of the first game, because all of the stuff that's cool about this game is noticing what they changed from that first game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
this is not even like the HD remaster or whatever. This is like the PS1 classic.
PS1 port.
That's actually a pretty good port, actually. I like
this because like there are modes on like the, like you can get like, I think the PS4 version and like the PC version they put out, you can just burn through it. They give you options. It's like, okay, everyone just has full limit break the entire time. So you can just burn through it for the story.
That's awesome. Yeah. I like that. What was that? That Crisis Core, almost like the mission based one.
Yes,
like
Crisis Core.
I actually fucking like that one. And they haven't, that game's not on Steam at all, is it?
Nope. That was PSP only. There's no other place where you can play that.
Can't fucking get it. That sucks. Yeah, I like that game. Well, that's cool. So you've been playing. You're a little bit in the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Yeah, I'm at like the second reactor.
All I know is that Aaron's just been fucking. He's happy as a pig and happy as a pig and shit about all the crazy. He's like strutting. I can imagine him strutting around his fucking house right now. Like,
Vince McMahon just strutting in.
There's gonna be shit happening. And I know Aaron. I know. So I'm gonna wait until my backlog's cleared up a little bit more here. I'm not diving. You know, I'll wait until the price drops to like $9.99 next week.
It has one of the worst steelbooks I've ever seen.
Yeah?
It's just key art of Sephiroth on the front of it. And I'm like, well, this sucks.
So that's is it the $80 version that you picked up?
It's the $80 one.
Sephiroth. One of the worst enemy bosses in Final Fantasy.
Yeah, he sucks.
He sucks.
I forgot I pre-ordered it until I got the $80 bill from Amazon a couple weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
I wake up and there's like an $85 ding on my credit card. I'm like,
oh no. I thought I was going to, I thought I had pre-ordered it. I'm like, oh, I pre-ordered this game. I'm pretty sure I did. I was a big Final Fantasy nut back in the day. And so then I looked at my like Best Buy account. I'm like, oh shit, I guess I didn't pre-order it. All right, well, I'll pre-order it because I still had the Best Buy Gamers Club thing. So I'll get 20% off. And then I'll get the $10 thing on top of that. So I'm really only getting the game for like, you know, $30 or whatever that stupid thing is. I'm like, I'll for sure, I'll pick it up. And then I fucking forgot to pre-order it.
like until like 2 weeks before the game came out, and then I realized, oh, fucking Gamers Club is done. So I don't get my 20% off anymore. Now everything's just regular price. I was pissed off, man.
Yeah, welcome to pleb prices again, man.
Yep.
But other than that, I've been playing Animal Crossing still.
Okay. Nice. What's happening on your fucking island?
I've been playing this game steadily almost every day for a month.
Really?
Wow. Kat was able to get fucking, in like a week, she was able to reach the 3-star thing, get the concert and go.
What?
I am still not there.
I have one star.
I have 2 stars. And okay, good. So much stuff. And I have like millions and millions of bells for time traveling and gaming the fucking turnip economy. Because like my buddies, like I have like 600 bells for.
Yeah, that's what we're all doing. I just did it today. Yeah,
Anthony Nash was like, "Oh, I got like 500 bells." I'm like, "Cool. I'm setting my clock to Sunday. I'm buying turnips. I'm coming to your island, selling them, coming back, using that money to buy more turnips, then rinsing and repeating like 5 times."
It's amazing people are doing that. It's crazy.
So, what's the highest price of you all sold your bell or your turnips for?
$6.11.
Whoa!
That just happened today.
$8.13.
813.
What?
Yeah.
That is
Sam, what about you? What's your highest?
Mine was 545, like not even close to these.
I saw someone's like that they were selling for almost 1,000.
Wow.
That's insane.
I don't fucking even know. Like on my island, the most it's ever been on my island is like 130.
Yeah, same.
I don't know how fucking
everybody. We're all in the like the spreadsheet thing where it's like we're gonna punch in your daily values and we're gonna both predict of them. Spikes.
Both of them, yep.
Both of them, animal turnip profit and AC turnip, baby.
Because we're all at home. What are we getting? <We're> like? It's not like we're in the office and we're like, okay. It's like, oh, I have my Switch sitting on my desk. Like I had good turnip prices, so I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna leave my Switch running open under my monitor while I work.
This is like the first AC game that I've kind of like really gotten into. I got New Leaf a long time ago and never really got into it. And I like really wanted to like take it. I didn't want to do any time traveling or whatever. And I completely forgot because I completely forgot last week that Daisy May's hours are like 5 to like noon.
I did not play
until like 2 p.m. that day. And I was looking at my friend was selling it for $6.03, which is like the highest I've seen across anyone. But 813, that's nuts.
Oh, well, what fucking happened to me the other time?
That's crazy.
I had a bunch of bells that I had bought, or a bunch of turnips that I had bought for like, it was like 62 bucks for, 62 bells, for, which is a good deal.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's usually like 90 for me.
Yeah. Usually it's 90 for me, but one time it was like 62 bucks on them. So anyways, I bought a bunch of them, and I was all fucking excited. I think I bought like, I don't know, more than three rows of my like 4-row whatever ultimate thing were filled up. I'm like, all right, I got thousands or whatever. Then I got fucking a ton of these bad boys. I was excited. I'm like really strutting my shit. And then I realized that I think I had missed the Nook's Cranny by like 10 minutes. So I'm like, oh fuck, I had like a bunch of shit that I wanted to sell. So I went back to my room, my house. I dropped off all my turnips, went and time traveled, picked up all my stuff, sold all my stuff.
Yeah, you did.
Went back to the room, to my house, and all my fucking turnips had been spoiled.
Each
of those turnips, which were probably worth, I mean, I could have cleaned like millions in this fucking, you know, easily. And I ended up getting like, I think somewhere around 2,000 bells total for all these turnips that I spent like, you know, 200,000 bells on. I was so pissed off.
I finally did buy new Joy-Cons.
Did you? Was that orange and purple? Is that what those colors are?
Yeah, I got the Naruto Joy-Cons.
Hell yeah.
Animal
Crossing ones, which are dope as shit.
Dang. I've been wanting to get a pro controller and like.
You don't have a pro controller yet?
No. Well, because this is like the first, this is one of the very, like, two or three games that I actually will religiously play on the Switch, and I'm just now noticing the left stick drift.
Do you have a launch one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I noticed the left stick drift on my launch blue Joy-Con, like, a month after having it.
Oof. Oh, really?
Wow.
So I replaced it, and then something else broke in it, so I finally bought these. But I've been playing this almost exclusively on the TV.
Yeah,
yeah, no, same.
And I don't have a Pro controller. I have like that $20 8-bit Doe.
Oh, that's
using Xbox One controller.
Thing. Shit, the connector thing you have that works.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Great. It's sweet, perfect. And if you use a PlayStation controller, it has the right amount of buttons, so the touchpad is the screenshot button.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, yeah, nice. I might have to try that then. I might have to try that. Because I have a bunch of extra – I've become a controller collector. You know, I was collecting shoes for a while, and then it's controllers now, because there's so many fucking beautiful colorways for controllers.
It's cheaper anyway.
It's cheaper anyway. And I have –
unless Off-White does an Off-White X PlayStation.
Yeah. I gotta go see now. I mean, like my
–
travel.
Oh, you –
The dumb thing I made.
Let's see it.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
He wants to focus. There we go.
Oh man.
Dude, that's cool.
Third party Switch dock.
That's so cool.
Bet you that's $2,000 on StockX. Oh my god, that's crazy. But yeah, no, like I need, yeah, I'm probably getting if not a pro controller, probably another set of Joy-Cons.
I had the launch Switch. And I wanted the fucking Animal Crossing Switch badly because my launch,
me too.
The battery was dying. One of the Joy-Cons was kind of drifting a little bit and whatever. But I had a bunch of Joy-Cons. I'm like, fuck it, I'll survive with this thing. But really, the only problem that I really had with it was that fucking little leg back here. You know, loose leg where you get that just fucking drifts.
Yeah, that's not very good.
Loose leg. Everyone's got their loose leg. Anyway, so hashtag loose leg. No, so I I ended up somehow scoring this on Amazon, like out of the blue, it just popped up. I think Wario had it or somebody had it. I'm like, fuck, order. I can always return it, you know. What am I going to do with two Switches? My daughter already has her sweet cyan little Switch Lite. So I'm fucking, all right, fine. I ordered this. It showed up. And I thought, maybe I can sell my old one. So I went to this whole like transfer process, sold the old Switch. I was so excited. I'm like, here you go. This was right at the beginning of our quarantine. I think it was the first week of the quarantine. First or second week of the quarantine, maybe second week, whatever. And sold the Switch to a nice lady for like $200. And I threw my old one, and I threw in the I had Spyro's trilogy. I threw that into. I'm like, here you go. She's like, oh my god, that's amazing. I'm like, yeah, here, take it. You know. And I felt pretty bad that I was selling it for that much, for $200 for a used Switch. Motherfucking
Dolly, the Switch economy.
It's more than the fucking turnip economy right now. If I held that for one more week, that fucker would have been double that. I would have been at least $450.
Let me tell you about being a guy who works for a company who has to coordinate a weekly console giveaway. Mm-hmm. Who is almost always Switch is the thing they want, and I now have a list. I have a list of people who I have to, like, I literally have an itemized list in order going, when they're back in stock, this is the order I have to go down to send out these consoles. Wow. Because I just can't get them.
Looked on Amazon. Joy-Cons are $92 minimum.
I had to go to four stores to find a pair of Joy-Cons.
Well, they're getting rid of the black Joy-Cons. You can't buy those anymore. In Japan, they're like, whatever's there, it's done. And then the original, or the yellow ones, those hot yellow, neon yellow ones, apparently they're not going to make those anymore. And so I don't know why. Get them. If you don't have them, get them while you can. My local Best Buy here does still have Joy-Cons. I keep checking their stock.
I had to go to a Walmart to get mine.
I want that purple and orange one. I'm actually like, I'm thinking now I want to pick up the red and the neon, you know, red and blue, just so I can have them, because I don't have them anymore. I gave them away with the old console.
Oh man, the launch ones.
Yeah, I just want them.
Oh, because those are the opposite sides.
They were the opposite sides, exactly.
Like I'm currently trying. I have a friend who's teaching English overseas, and I'm trying to get him to buy me. Purple and orange reverse ones.
Nice, and he could have a full fucking purple one.
Oh, yeah, because you can just customize the order.
Yeah, so that'd be nice. Animal Crossing and Final Fantasy and that's been like everybody's life lately, right? You too, Sam, I think, right? I keep seeing you on there as well, popping up. Sam is playing Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I mean, Animal Crossing pretty much dominantly.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good game, huh? Like, there's always stuff to do.
It's like busy work. It's just like... It's like, okay, well, what do I have to do? I have to get KK Slider in there. All right, just do a bunch of fucking busy work. All right, I'll get some
But it's busy work with no pressure. Like, if I don't want to do busy work, I don't have to do busy work. Where in Stardew Valley, like, I feel like, oh, if I don't do these four things today, I wasted this entire month now.
That's true. Yeah, no, I actually have a friend who's, like, he's gotten back to – he got so pissed about all the, like, Bunny Day stuff that he stopped playing and then came back after that was all over. And
man, let me tell you what was great about Bunny Day was just time traveling to the 13th, and it's all over.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
I wanted to experience it, you know, because like I'll try time traveling probably like I don't know down the line at some point. But I just want to
see some of us keep our experiences pure and untainted by time dimensions.
Yeah, yeah. I also paid off my attic today.
Oh, did you? Nice. I built a fence around the bunny when I was playing it the last time, just so he wouldn't fucking leave. But then he disappears like halfway through the day anyway. So.
Oh well, that's. Dang it.
So you got your attic paid off. That's nice. That's nice. Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent. Now, the basement is what, 2.4, 2.7 million? Something like that? Shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like real life. I mean, yes. Fuck. That's how much it fucking costs in, you know, in New York.
For a one-bedroom garden view apartment?
Those are San Francisco numbers right there. Those are San Francisco numbers. Well, all right. Sweet. Anybody playing anything else besides Animal Crossing and Final Fantasy?
For the record, I bought Persona 5 Royal
launch
and have not touched it.
You ready for those?
Yeah, same.
Ready for those 300 hours? Yeah, I don't think they're ever going to give us another copy of any of their Atlas games.
Hey, at least I bought it, Atlas. You know, I'm still kind of I'm still
the collector's edition and everything.
It is still in the plastic.
Like, dude, hold on to that because that'll be worth money for sure.
I can't wait. That game's gonna be great, and if from all accounts it's fantastic, but it's just not getting played until Animal Crossing goes away.
That's true. And you know what, I'm still kind of salty that they never put Persona 5 on Vita, because if it wasn't for this Vita, I wouldn't have gotten Persona 4 Golden.
Yeah, I had that, and as
Persona
well
4 Golden is so good.
Why they have not fucking re-released that for PS4 straight up, I have no idea. That's easy money. Easy money. Yes, easy, Taylor says he still hasn't fucking touched it. There you go. PS5 launch title is Persona 4 Golden.
Yeah. And then I'd also been playing Final Fantasy 14. I actually made a new alt because I wanted to, like, I played it the first time around, and like I have a high level character now. It's just like I never really learned a lot of the other things you can do because I just breezed through it. So I'm working my way through main story again. But apparently, there was a letter from the producer this morning. Like, they do that, and like, not like, I won't say it's like monthly or just it's a regular show that they do. It's like the director Yoshi P and I forget the other guy's name. Sorry, but they were basically saying that the upcoming patch is going to streamline all of the stuff I just did for the past like 2 weeks.
Oh shit!
So it's like, well, all right, but we don't even know when this patch is coming because of everything going on. So might as well just push through it.
Okay. All right. I've been. Let's see. I have been playing Wolfenstein Youngblood.
I keep seeing it.
Why?
So I'm going through my whole fucking backlog right now, guys, and I want to clear out all that old shit so that I can hop into like actual new game. Because I have like Control is in various states of completion. Fucking
Guy, you are going to be dead one day. Yeah, you're gonna think like, man.
So,
man, well, I really wish you didn't play those 25 hours of Wolfenstein Youngblood.
I could have
been spent that time like hugging your kid. Or
I checked how many hours I had it. So Wolfenstein 2 is like a 12-hour game if you do everything. I had 55 hours in that game.
Why? Why?
Well, partly because I kept falling asleep with the game on, and then I had to wake up like four hours later. It's like, oh shit, I left it on, and I've been shot like four times. Youngblood's okay. I'm not like madly in love with it. I'm not a huge fan of the game structure, which is basically just like go back to the same like three or four spots, just have different missions in each of those spots. I don't know if any of you guys have played it, but it's an okay game. It's you know, it's they're BJ Blazkowicz's daughters, and they're both kind of like, I don't know, they feel like intentionally, I don't want to say ditzy, but maybe ditzy. Like, they're intentionally like really naive, and they come off as like almost too childish in a in some of their conversations they have. And BJ is like, you know, he's always having like internal, you know, introspective conversations with himself about people that aren't his wife. It's okay. But you know, I'm for everything. You know, I know I could probably beat. It's quicker than the original Wolfenstein 2. But I've been playing through that, of course, Animal Crossing, and then finished Treachery and Beatdown City, which is pretty cool. And then I've been fucking giving that Mario Maker 2 shit a try, man. And that
I saw that update. I was like, whoa, this is
there is some yummy shit in there. And I'm working on some levels right now, and I'm doing levels themed on just weird, just kind of different things. Like I'm doing a whole music world, and I'm going to do a whole food world, and I'm going to do a whole, I'm trying to live out some of my dreams, but then I'm going to go into like, this is going to be the fun part. It's not going to like the artistic side. Cause you know, my 4 years of design art school and shit. And I'm going to do these existential levels where you're kind of answering questions. And, you know, and everything is going to lead, you have to die in order to, you know, to pass these levels. And, you know, so I think there's going to be some fun stuff in these worlds, but the fact that I can link them all together is like my total goal. So yeah, I've been dicking around, and that's kind of fun. I'm upset that they never officially put in Super Mario Brothers 2 in there. You know, everybody talks about Grubb's rumors that he mentioned.
Yeah, you see, he's at the PlayStation meeting.
He's still there, I think. He's still there. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, with all the, I mean, everybody knows there's Mario remakes coming. It's just what that shit's gonna be, you know. But anyways, yeah. So, that's what I've been playing. I've been, like I said, I'm surprisingly overly busy with the office. Oh, I did. Start playing, and this is a real not funny one, but the P-Cross S series for the Switch I've gotten back into. Because
do I need to get into that? Because I've always
they're still
curious about it.
Yeah, tell me about these games, because you know I'm always looking for a good P-Cross game.
There's a bunch of P-Cross games on the Switch, but Sam, P-Cross S is it's like the purest P-Cross, but it's not hard to explain. I'm really explaining it worse than I should. The way it's designed is that the boards sort of keep getting bigger and bigger as you play them. And I don't really know if that's an accurate description, but it's the best I can think of. But it's traditional Picross, but the way they're arranging the boards to get those images is really kind of it's really more of like it's really more of like thinking and plotting ahead of time rather than just kind of, you know, knowing numbers and shit. So I mean, we played the Konami one on the phone, which is still good because it's simple, right? But P-Cross S, they build on themselves really well. It's like the did you guys play the P-Cross games on the 3DS?
I've never played P-Cross before, and I've always seen it.
Oh my god, just get a free Picross game for your phone. All right. Just do it. Just do it for me. Get a Picross game.
Get the Konami one.
Get the Konami one. What was that fucking called again? It is so good. It is Pixel Puzzle. Get Pixel Puzzle. It is awesome. So Pixel Puzzle is like the simplest, purest form of Picross. And you just kind of create, you get images after that. You have 10 by 10 boards, 100 by 100 boards. In Picross S, you have like the extra mega level thing. So it's like, you know, it's five. You know, you'll have like bigger numbers and bigger rows instead of where, and that five is like two rows next to each other. It just says five, and you don't know if it's three and two in the two rows next to each other, or if it's like one and four. Or so it's that level where you're really kind of planning things out ahead of time. It's good shit. It's good shit. Yeah, just pick up a Picross game. I mean, anybody who's watching, for the two people that are watching this, you know, feel free to pick up a Picross game. It's all been playing.
Play
Picross. This has been
that's the title for the podcast. Play Picross.
Play the title for the podcast is Where's Aaron?
That's true. Okay, that's
the other two. My wine. Anybody else playing anything or want to mention anything before we get to news?
Nothing. Nah.
All right, good shit. Let's get to some news shit. That's what I feel like. Hey guys, did you guys pick up your free gift bag of TF2 and CSGO source code as you walk out the door there?
Somebody did.
Yeah. So yeah. Apparently, the source code was posted by a modder who was kicked off a Portal fan project. And so the dude was like, fuck it, I'm just going to release the source code, bitches. And that's literally, Jesus. Apparently, yeah. Yeah, it's good shit. And that's literally where that leaked source code goes. So, and of course, you know, Valve came on and said, don't worry about it. Everything's okay. You're not going to get hacked or... it's all good. It's all good. So, yeah, there you go. Let's see here. What else we got? That Xbox One X Cyberpunk 2077 edition is coming out in June.
I kind of...
It's funny.
In, like, the Seagate,
I like the controller.
I like the controller. I mean, I'm going to buy it because I fucking buy controllers. But and I like the console, but they even said, oh, by the way, this is the last limited edition console we're going to make because we have a new console coming out this year, if you guys haven't
realized. I wonder what that is.
Yeah, right. And so... yeah, it looks kind of cool, but, let me rephrase it. It looks really fucking cool because they put lights all over this stupid thing. It glows in the dark. It looks like it's got metal and shit etched on it, but it's just going to stay in the box. It's coming out so close to a brand new console, just like spray painting an older console isn't going to do anything for me, but whatever. It looks nice. I do like that controller though. And I think I might pick that shit up.
I'm okay with the controller. I actually want the hard drive.
Yeah.
That one looks kind of cool to me. I don't know.
Yeah, the hard drive's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Xbox hard drives they've been putting out are really cool. Like, I have the Star Wars one and the Gears
of War. Oh, that's cool.
The Gears of War one is probably one of the coolest ones I've seen.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Because nice. It's, like, layered. So it's, like, has, like, the top layer of the ice, and then it has, like, the gears face through the cracked ice, and that's on a lower level. So it's,
still oh.
So it's through, like, so it's through, like, cloudy plastic. It's really cool.
Look this up.
You got it? Did you find it? It does seem kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're the Xbox design team for like their peripherals and accessories for these games is very cool.
Yeah, they do a really good job.
That's pretty dope, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. I think I'm tempted. I'm fucking tempted to do that, but whatever.
After all these years, they can still convince us to get another Xbox One.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, look, you're gonna need a place to put all of your Xbox One games on your Xbox Series X. So why not that drive?
Yeah, that's true. There you go.
Stadia has a free version. Hey, Tom, can you tell me about your love of Stadia that you jumped in real early?
I have one of these controllers right over here somewhere. But yeah, I used it. I canceled my subscription.
Nice.
They billed me. I didn't know that these things cost like $150.
Oh shit.
Cool. Like that Founders thing was $150. That's like the controller and the, I don't know where it went, but yeah.
Nuts.
I would not pay $150 for a Google Stadia controller. I'll tell you that much. especially after they sent me one and then didn't send me the code to access Google Stadia.
You mentioned that. Holy shit.
That was fun. That was really cool.
That's crazy.
They so they've announced a free tier now for Google Stadia after not having any anybody really get interested in it for a long time.
It's one of the worst products I've ever used.
It is on live. It's on live. And on live may have been better.
which is wild.
Had support.
Because Xbox, what's that thing called?
Game Pass?
Xbox.
X Cloud works fucking great.
It's awesome. I use it on my phone. Good. It's awesome. I played fucking Halo on my phone and the toilet at the office. Is awesome.
I played Forza on my phone. It rules.
That's cool. And so Stadia is out there and they said, we're going to do a free version because we think that that's important. They got people, was it like 1 million people in the first, you know, week or whatever, 48 hours, whatever it was to download it. But it's still Google Stadia. Let's see. Here's another. An interesting one is, there was another note I wanted to make to that. But anyways, they're having a Google Stadia Connect on April 28th to talk about a few new games. They've dropped their Google Stadia base as well because they have their free version. So,
whatever. Oh boy,
whatever. let's see what else we got going on here. The Travis Scott concert in the Fortnite brings in 12.3 million concurrent users. How many of y'all went and watched it on that day?
Nope. I did see a clip on Twitter, though. It did look cool. I'll say that.
I've seen people on Twitter saying this is like the biggest cultural moment of like our lifetimes. So I look at it and I see the GIF and I'm like, that looks pretty cool, I guess. Yeah. I don't understand. Yeah, I honestly think that like those big world changing events they put in those games are a million times cooler. But I mean, go off about this Travis Scott thing, guys. I mean,
yeah.
Enjoy your thing.
Well, the minute it was just basically pre-recorded too, right?
Yeah.
Which is, it's not necessarily a concert at that point.
Which, like, fine. Like, do your thing. But, like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like I said, I think there's things that are like, okay, everyone's going to experience this cataclysmic event that changes the map in real time is, like, yep, a cooler thing than that.
But, I mean, it's cool. I think it's actually a really cool thing. You know, it's they've done actual live events with DJs. Who do they
have? Yeah, the Marshmello one.
Yeah, the Marshmello. And so, you know, Travis Scott being a dude performing on there it's going to definitely have a ramification online of people actually doing these live concerts on these things. I think that could be
really cool. I bought one of the corresponding pieces of Travis Scott merch.
Nice. What did you get? Shoes?
There was a hat. No, oh, I have cool shoes.
Cool. Tom, let me backtrack really quickly. Do you have a shoe wall in Animal Crossing?
No, because my house is currently has nothing in it.
Okay.
I'm waiting until I finish building it. I can pay the whole thing out, and I have plans for how I'm going to build the thing, but there will be a shoe wall. Nice. There will be a shoe wall in one of the rooms.
I have a sock wall. I have a t-shirt wall and a sock wall in mine. So
I do have a room that just has a skeleton in the middle of it.
That's good. Yeah. I think I haven't put the skeleton in a room yet, but I have a skeleton. That's nice.
I've since been picky about my shoe selection, though. I used to buy like everything left and right, and now I'm getting really picky about it.
So they have that BDSM gear you can buy, right? The facial shit. And I'm tempted to take that skeleton and put it on one side and put the BDSM dude on the other.
You absolutely should.
Up on the wall. I think that would be awesome.
You absolutely should. And then you got to go in. Whenever Sahara comes, you got to pay her for her weird walls. Because then you'll eventually just get the CCTV wall that's like just walls
I have
the room in Batman. You have that?
Yeah.
Damn, oh, I need it so bad.
I actually want the server room wall.
There's that's a prison like wall one, I'm pretty sure too. Or like I think it's a dungeon maybe. It might just be a dungeon.
I saw people make an Uncut Gems room.
So Uncut Gems room, that's awesome. That's awesome.
That's so good.
Oh shit.
I just have a JoJo painting in front of my house.
Oh nice. Like,
on the easel.
JoJo Siwa, that is.
Yeah.
A few more news bites here. Let's see here. Comic-Con's been canceled.
Yep.
Gamescom's been canceled. They're going to be all digital. Anime Expo is also canceled.
PAX West is like, we're still
here.
We're still doing it, guys. So we'll see what happened. Yeah.
Did you see what happened with that?
No.
Everyone was just like, oh, they're clearly just saying so they have to, they will cancel when the city said or the state says you are not allowed to hold this.
Yes.
You get the insurance money. And then one of their guys decided it was a good idea to go on to Reddit and be like, nope, that's not the reason. I can assure you the convention center fees, the insurance money has nothing to do with it. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Okay. All right.
Sure. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. Yep. Just wait till you get, for sure.
Ain't nothing happening this year.
No. They canceled all sporting events in my area in Michigan. That's the plan until 2021. So there ain't gonna be in person. So I'll be watching football on TV, but there'll be zero people in the stands.
Look, we still got Fight Island.
We still got Fight Island coming. That's cool. UFC Fight Island.
Wait, he's still doing that? I thought he was stopping that.
No,
he's doing it. He's just delayed it a little bit. He's like,
all right. So he's delaying it. It's not completely
calm. Yeah, he delayed it because he and Vince McMahon are working on the committee to reopen America.
That's right. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Vince already has won against him for the XFL bankrupting itself.
That's funny. And laying off a bunch of wrestlers.
And a bunch of wrestlers.
Yeah.
Hey, get these people.
Yeah, I know a couple of them are headed out that way.
Hey.
our good friends at VGC, Video Game Chronicles, which they must be newer. I don't know how new they are, but they report shit like crazy all the time now. They're reporting that Horizon Zero Dawn has a trilogy planned with the first sequel going to be popping up on the PS5 here.
My favorite thing was when I said it's going to be a PS5 exclusive, and I was like, no shit, they're a first-party studio.
Then watch people get angry when it comes out on PC.
Comes out on PC. I like that everyone's like, oh my God, Horizon Zero Dawn's on PC is the worst thing ever, but they forgot that Death Stranding's also on PC now.
Yeah, I can't wait to play PC.
Hey, that was delayed, by the way. Thanks for bringing it over.
It's not like a week, until, though, right?
It's, what, July, I think they said.
I thought it was already July.
Then it is later then, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's July 14th now.
Okay.
Mm, yeah.
No big deal with that.
We're doing this on a Friday, so I already had to do a news show today. So.
Yeah. Nice.
Recycled.
Nice. Final Fantasy 12 on Steam fucked up again. This is good. This is gold. Good golden news. I actually saw tweets happening before I actually saw news post go up. But apparently, Square Enix patched Final Fantasy 12, Zodiac Age for the PS4, PC, blah blah blah. On the PC or the Steam version, you know, they have a job reset function. They have a bunch of those gambit sets, a bunch of stuff you can do Final Fantasy 12. But when they did it, they deleted like two or three necessary files to get the game to actually run. And so nobody's game could run. And it took folks having to copy files over from other aspects of Steam to get it to actually function. So, yeah, but updating the game, Square Enix actually fucked it up. But I'm sure there'll be a super quick patch coming out to fix that.
One on like the Switch, arguably like the best one. I feel like I read that somewhere.
I have that sitting over there too. That's the next game on my
You should play that game. That's a good Final Fantasy.
I really like that game. I really did. I even like the fucking Revenant Wings game that came after that on the DS, I think it was. I'm just looking for anything else. I don't see anything else that's really all that super interesting.
Y'all know more at me at this point.
There's nothing happening right now, gaming wise. Everyone's just waiting. I mean, there's the rumor popping up that the Microsoft event is in May. Or no, I'm sorry, that the Sony event is in May. The actual reveal of the PS5, and then there's.
Are you sure? Because I thought Jeff Grubb was there right now.
Jeff Grubb is there right now. You know what? We should fucking get Jeff Grubb. I'm gonna tweet it out. We are talking about Jeff Grubb on the side quest.
Apple TV keeps sending me push notifications like, "Come watch our shows on the Apple TV app," and I'm like, I literally have no device that lets me watch this on my TV.
Oh yeah,
I'm not gonna do this.
You need the actual thing. Ugh.
There's no apps for this stuff, and then there is no, at least on LG TVs, there isn't.
My LG TV. Actually, Apple TV is supposed to be on LG TVs now.
It's not on mine. Not yet. Not my C8.
That's a fucking such a sweet TV. Mine. Did I tell you what happened to my TV? How many times I returned it?
How many?
Hey, guess what, guys. I don't think everybody has heard this story, but this is me. Let me start this way. I like LG products. I used to be a huge Samsung TV fanboy, and I've had like two or three Samsung TVs. And I thought, you know, I'm going to switch up to LG because their OLED TVs are they're the best. It's the best.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, and on your word, I thought I'm going to pick up an OLED TV. Well, Our Samsung's a 55 that we have, the LED TV from like 2011, a 3D LED TV. Remember that shit? The only 3D thing I ever did was play Uncharted 3 on there.
Got your money's worth, huh?
I got my money's worth. Yeah, that extra $2,000 for that TV. Uncharted 3 was good. No, so I thought I'm going to get the LG, the OLED. Well, getting a fucking 75-inch OLED TV is really fucking expensive. It's really fucking expensive. And I didn't want to spend that much. We just got this new house, right? And I have like this big open wall that I was going to hang a TV on. I didn't want to spend money on an entertainment center. So fuck it. I'm like, I need a bigger TV. This is a real human problem that ranks above, you know, COVID and other shit, right? I need to get a bigger TV. I ended up getting a 75-inch LG. It's an LCD. It's super nice quality, right? I looked at it. I did like just tons of research for the price and the value. I think like I ended up getting the thing for like $730 for a 75-inch TV. It was fucking awesome. And I thought, okay, this is perfect. Got the TV. They bring it to the house. It was like a Black Friday deal. They got to the house, set it up. Insane. Look at that Supreme shit on there.
I know. Sorry. I had to share a file.
Okay, no problem. I'll keep talking.
A laptop flex.
Yeah, laptop flex. And so get the TV. I had Best Buy come out, hang it up on the wall. It was all good. TV's running fine. I plug all my shit in there. Like a week after I get the TV in there, I started noticing some weird things. And it was like right before Thanksgiving week. So I'm like, maybe it's just, they were still doing construction in the house, the hole in the ground next door. So there's still shit going on. So no big deal. Get back from Chicago. We hung out there over Thanksgiving, start watching TV. And I'm in the middle of watching something. I think my daughter was watching something earlier on Netflix, something. And then I took over. I'm watching TV. All of a sudden my TV just shuts off. I'm like, that's weird. Now they wired everything through the wall. I put a hole in the wall, get everything shit set up. So I thought they must have like fucked up something, because it happened like two or three times. I'm like, okay, they probably just didn't connect the TV well enough, the cord back to the TV. So when in there, I kind of jiggled all the cords and got everything set. I'm like, okay, this is good. It won't have any problems now. Then it started just shutting off regularly. Like I'd be watching TV at like 8:30 at night, and all of a sudden TV would shut off. Was it a nightly thing? No, because like sometime during the daytime, I'd be watching TV and the TV would just shut off, And I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on? So I call up Best Buy. I'm like, hey guys, here's the problem with the TV. Say, no problem. We'll send a new TV out for you. It'll show up the week of Christmas. I said, okay, no problem. Shows up the week, I think it was Christmas Eve, so like December 23rd, show up. And they get this whole new TV in there. They take my old TV off. They put the new TV on. They were just going to drop it off. I'm like, no, fuckers. I paid for you guys to mount the original TV. And if this TV's fucked up, I want you guys to take it off and remount the new one, because you must have done something wrong. They take the old TV off, 75-inch TV. They put the new one on. And I'm sitting back and I'm like, something doesn't quite look right with this TV. And I'm looking at it. And I'm like, does that have a scratch on the TV?
Yo.
On the side? Like on the metal, on like the border? I'm like, does that have a scratch on the side? And the guy's like, oh, it looks like a little bit of a dent. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, there's no way I can get a TV, between now and, Christmas. I'm like, well, I'm thinking maybe I'll make this thing work. I'm like, well, let's just turn the TV on, make sure there's no other damage. Turn the TV on. The entire glass is shattered. Like the whole, there's colors. It's like when you put like scotch tape on a balloon and all the shit that all the colors you get.
That rules.
I was so fucking pissed off. I'm like, okay, listen, it's Christmas Eve. I'm having family over here starting tomorrow. What are you guys going to do? They called up every Best Buy in the area and found like the one set left. So the guys leave. They come back at like 8 o'clock at night, set up the TV, put the new one in. Awesome. Perfect. All set up. Sounds good. TV is working fine. Day after Christmas, TV shuts off again. I'm thinking, that's weird. Why is it? This is literally the third TV now. This is really weird. A couple days later, same thing happens again. And that's happening every night. And I'm pissed off at this point. I'm like, seriously, what the fuck is going on? So I had to go to CES. I said, I'll call them when I get back from CES and I'll take care of it. Get back from CES, where I'm pretty sure I picked up Corona.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was about to ask you.
I posted that article. I got interviewed for that article. Yeah. Anyways, so I come back from CES, like, and then the TV just goes through like every night. I'm like, I'm fucking calling. Call up Best Buy. I'm like, hey guys, I called them on January 15th. Hey guys, my TV's fucked up. And can I get it replaced? The guy said, we would, but the return policy ran out last night, January 14th. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? The TV has been doing this. I haven't had the old TV for 2 weeks yet. I haven't had this one for 2 weeks. I was like, I'm sorry, dude. It's still under the old. I was so pissed off, fuming. The guy's like, maybe you can talk to LG. Maybe they'll replace it for you. I'm like, motherfucker. So I call up LG. Actually, I tweeted it out to them. They sent somebody out. Within like 2 days, the kid came over, super nice guy. He actually took the back panel off. I helped him out. We chatted a bunch of shit. He's like, you know what? I'm putting a whole new power board on there and I'm putting a new infrared receiver because sometimes those receivers act up. They may pick up other signals in the house, or they may be picking up signals from like other houses. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, trust me. It's weird shit happens. Like, okay, no problem. So puts all the shit together, takes off. I'm like, this is awesome. I'm excited. TV's finally fucking pissed or fixed that night.
TV's mad.
TV turns off. I'm like, this is like, it's the third TV, but in a way it's the fourth TV. And I was fuming. I'm like, okay, calm down, Dolly. Maybe it's just going through the setup process, whatever. Start watching regular TV. I started watching Netflix, watched some on Netflix. And then, I was using the Apple TV, whatever, put the Apple TV remote down, went and got some water, came back, opened the laptop real quick. Cause I wanted to just, I was like in the middle of an article, writing an article. And then I hear the TV go off because I had turned off regular TV. And I look over, I'm like, you mother. I was ready to just start screaming. My wife was asleep on the couch. I'm ready to start fucking screaming when something catches the corner of my eye. I fucking follow that blink and I look down and the Apple TV light blinks off. And I look up. I'm like, motherfucker, I had the setting set up so that the HDMI cord, the special HDMI, was turning the TV off whenever the Apple TV went off.
That rules.
Jesus.
It's a Dolly ass move, honestly.
I never felt like a fucking, like such a fucking idiot in my entire life. The TV. Taylor says, I hope you apologize to all those nice people. Nope. I am not letting it known that I fucked up.
Oh my God.
Yep. On that note, fucking side questing, baby. Did you
get like convinced at Best Buy? Like, oh yeah, you need to get this HDMI cable. It's like the best HDMI cable.
Yeah,
no.
Did you get that monster cable?
Yeah, the monster cable.
Get the monster cable. No, they were trying to sell me. They're like, it's probably your cable. Maybe you should get your cable. You guys want to get a new cable? I'm like, I'm not fucking getting cable. I was ready to return the TV and just get my. I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna eat the $750 and buy, or $720 and just buy a whole new TV. I was very.
Maybe I'll listen to them next time when they say maybe it's the cable.
Maybe it's the cable. It actually, this time it was. And so what I realized was the old Samsung TV, which is a smart TV, right? A smart TV. That function didn't turn off the when the Apple TV went off, it didn't turn off the regular TV. And so you could turn the Apple TV off and it would just switch to the next input. The LG TV. When the Apple TV goes off automatically, it took the TV down with it too.
Does your LG do the same thing my OLED does? Anytime an HDMI signal becomes active, this giant box pops up in the middle of the screen.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Would you like to also control your unit with the LG remote? I'm like, I don't just fucking stop. Don't do that.
There's got to be a setting for that. There has to be.
No, I haven't fucking found it. If there is,
that is so crazy.
Let me tell you, WebOS isn't the best operating system.
No, it's not.
And the fact that there's an OS in any smart TV is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
The idea of a smart TV, in my opinion, is still ridiculous.
I'd rather just have a. I don't use any of the functions on there. Let me take it back. The only thing I do on there is watch Netflix in 4K. I mean, sorry, Disney Plus in 4K. Because. It has Disney Plus on there, and Disney Plus is 4K as a part of its regular price. So nice. my smart LG has Disney Plus. I've watched some good Star Wars shit and some Marvel shit in 4K.
Now, do you have Apple TV Plus then?
You have a new iPhone. You should have had.
No, I don't have a new iPhone.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, no, let me phrase that. I have the iPhone X, which is now, 3 years old? 4 years old?
I didn't realize I was.
No. Let me add to that though, because I have this old ass phone, it still let me get 1 year of Apple TV.
Oh, cool.
So nice. Yeah, everybody can get it right now. So if you have, basically they're giving it away for free. So
I finally figured out how to activate my "you have unlimited data, here's Disney Plus" thing after paying for.
Oh, really? Months. Nice. Okay.
Oh man.
Okay.
Wow. That seems like a lifetime ago. We were freaking out about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Wow. Well, I was going to ask because I've been meaning to watch For All Mankind because I like I'm a bit of a space nut. And I'm like,
yeah, I want to watch. Same here. I want to watch that. I want to watch. Was it Mythic Quest?
That's yeah. pretty good.
Which I've heard, like, which I honestly saw the first trailer and I was like, I don't know. This seems like whatever. And then apparently it's really good.
You know, the same people said the same thing about Silicon Valley when that first came out. They're like, in fact,
really? Because I remember people losing their goddamn minds over that show.
That the first episode, the first like one or two episodes, people were like, oh, this is just a horrible portrayal of it. It's not like that. And then like three episodes in, everyone's like, you hold your dicks and you shake them like that. And it's like, that's the best show. That's how every fucking show should be like
the DTF ratio. Oh yeah, the
DTF ratio. Fucking. And since then, I was glued to that show. That's good shit. Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining me on a Friday night. It's always a pleasure to speak to just three beautiful people. Well, let me phrase it: two beautiful people, and whatever Rossetti is.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the biggest omission from Animal Crossing, by the way.
No, he's in it.
Is he?
Kind of. Not really. His character model supposedly isn't in the game, but it's implied that he's the rescue service.
Yeah.
Ah, see, that's the thing. I've had to use the rescue service.
Well, I don't know. They're adding more characters back in. Sloth showed up the other day, and he still freaks me out.
Yeah. They need to do, like, a Smash reveal like they did with, like, Joker.
Oh, but shit. But do it
for Animal Crossing. You know what I mean? Like, the gang's all here. Just throw them all in the
animal is here. Hey, we didn't. I don't know if we mentioned that at all. If this was before that, the last podcast, the Animal Crossing news, the weird wedding stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you want to take wedding photos? Oh,
yeah, that's right.
My daughter did that today. I go, what's this? What is it? Hank's Island? I'm like, what's this island? She goes, oh, that's the photographer's island. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, photographer. Harv. She goes, yeah, I've already got portraits of every single one of my animals. I'm like, you're 10 years old. You woke up 30 minutes before I did. How the hell did you already get everything done?
Animal Crossing is making me wake up early on a Sunday just so I can get turnips. So
yeah, you turn up for turnips.
Turn up for turnips. Mind you, by the way, I've got 13 people on in my work Slack that I created an Animal Crossing channel because there's 13 of us.
We have the in the Discord, we have the Animal Crossing channel in there.
Yeah,
people do share, but it's like I have 72 today. I'm up to 172 today, not the fucking 611 that I got today.
I got bed for less than 700.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, have you all seen like the crazy demands that people have when they're Nook's Cranny selling that amount? They're like,
oh yeah,
must tip like 25%. Come with like 3 Nook Miles tickets. I'm just like, wow, hang on,
holy shit, no,
hang on.
This dude didn't ask me for anything. I'm like, here, I left you a tip of like 50 or 100 grand, whatever I left on there. I'm like, here, just take it. I'm like, otherwise, I would have gotten like a third of that.
Taylor, that's all 800K, 10 Nook Miles tickets. Yo,
and a hand job. He's asking for a lot of money there.
Yeah, like it's so crazy. Like, you just look on our Animal Crossing like once a day, you'll see it. You see like at least 3 or 4 posts top of the thing. That's selling for like 700 bells. Must come with whatever. And you're like, whoa.
The only problem with that is like you hop on there and then it's like 3 seconds later, so-and-so's leaving. So-and-so's arriving. And you're
like 10 minutes
to do anything before you can finally make it over to the
Or like I think like you have like I think if you're trying to visit someone's island, whoever is on the island collectively cannot be talking to a vendor, cannot be on their phone. Like it's
Yeah, I keep saying that. It's like somebody needs to put their phone on airline mode.
Mode.
Stop talking.
Also, let me buy more than one piece of clothing.
Yeah, seriously, fucking one at a time. I hate the one at a time shit. They do still need to make some fixes to this.
Let me fucking craft stacks. Anyway, Dolly, take us out.
Let me take you guys out. I want to go so I can fucking craft shit. All right, guys. I'm going to play Wolfenstein Youngblood. I love you guys. I'm Dolly Domofsky, at Dolly Domofsky. Sam, where can we find you?
Only here ever. Hey, start crafting fish bait now because you're going to need it during the next fishing competition.
That's true. When is that? This weekend?
No, it's not till July. But let me tell you, you got to get 300 points to get the gold trophy.
No
I tried
way.
For like 2 hours and got 100 points. That's only good enough for bronze.
Wait, when do you get the fucking trophy?
Start now.
Manila player,
you trade in your points.
You trade in your points.
Oh, you got to keep trading. Them? Okay, got it. Okay, all right. Okay.
How can you ever show your fishing dominance in Animal Crossing if you do not have a gold trophy showcasing that you flushed hours upon hours of your life away, hitting A when the thing goes boop a little bit deeper. So if
Sam's all right, Sam's
in my right. island after that July week, you can donate to the trophy that will be there. I'll have bad turn up prices, but there will be a gold fishing trophy.
Can I just bring fish and drop it off at your island? Just
I only accept koi and snapping turtles.
I'm gonna time travel back. And
oh, good idea.
Thing, and I'm just gonna get the gold trophy tonight.
There you go.
That's your time investment. Please don't do that to yourself. let me tell you how I was figuring out mathematically how fucked I was while I was doing it. And I was like, yeah, if I do nothing but this for the next 2.5 hours, I can probably finish in time. And I went, no, I'm not. That gold one was prep work for like 3 months and then go for gold. God.
You're crazy.
Amazing.
You're going to have your bells. You're going to have your turnip sell for like 600. You'll be like 50K bell minimum required for tip, and then like 50 fish bait.
50 fish bait. That's an awesome one.
My turnip economy sucks. They hand out turnips with every purchase. They're not cheap.
On that note, where can we find you, Rexley?
You can find me at Airdo on Twitter, but I'm not on Twitter. So you can find me in my basement.
There you go. Where can we find you, Thomas Johnson?
Find me on Twitter at that Tom Johnson.
Very nice. Word heat. Very nice. At that word heat. And we'll see y'all at side questing and all that fun shit. I mean, if you're watching this, you know where to find the website. We'll see you. We love you guys. Peace out. Charges kill my head.